From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Thai authorities continue their search for suspects in Monday's deadly Bangkok bombing. Authorities in Thailand are continuing the search for suspects at the Hindu shrine with the blast late Monday that killed at least 22, including Asian tourists. More than 120 were wounded. A second blast Tuesday in Bangkok caused no casualties. Among the dead, several Asian tourists. Chris and Julie Harris are visiting Thailand from Britain.
A little bit scary. Obviously, two bombs in 2 days, and we're going to move on to Chiang Mai, where it's a bit quieter.
Get out of Bangkok, really, because, everywhere you go, you just don't know, what's around.
The government says the blast near the Erawan Hindu shrine Monday was aimed at crippling the economy, including the vital tourist industry. There's been no claim of responsibility. That shrine has reopened to the public. South Sudan's government says it needs 2 weeks to consider a proposed peace deal with rebels that President Salva Kiir declined to sign Monday in Ethiopia. Foreign Minister Barnaba Mariel Benjamin told VOA the document was the same as a previous one the government insisted had to be amended.
The document that they said was actually the final agreement on the peace process between the government and the other various opposition groups was the right document. And we felt no. In fact, it was the same document that was presented last time. We shared with our citizens here in the country, various government institutions, civil society organizations, and political parties. And they had recommended that certain changes had to be made.
Rebel leader Riek Machar signed the deal in Addis Ababa Monday, aimed at ending a 20-month civil war that has killed thousands and displaced more than 2 million people. This is VOA News. Another well-known Senate Democrat says he'll